today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam, of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
Today, Monday, 16th of the month of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 105 of chapter Anbiya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the objective is the book specialized to David, peace be upon him, which contains the whole supplications, prayers, and advices of that prophet. This book was sent down after the Torah. And the purpose of the holy word reminder mentioned in the verse is also the very Torah. In an explanation to the verse, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, remarks that it refers to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the last days.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech. To deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr. And Isa, they ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
So it's nice to look at the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi during his occultation. Any human needs blood to continue his life, and the existence of blood is necessary in every single moment of life. This need is not in any way independent of Allah. He is Allah who has created this need for human, and He, Allah, is the one who has fulfilled it. Similarly, the function of Imam over the rest of creatures is not independent of Allah. He was Allah who created this need for the universe, and He was Allah who has fulfilled it. Our Creator, God, wished the inhabitants of the earth not to be able to live without the existence of His representative on the earth, the same way that Allah wished our body not to be able to survive without blood. Notice that in the example, both Imam and blood are no more than the creation of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So let's have a look at the narrations on benefiting from the presence of Imam Mahdi, Imam of that time, during his occultation. This question is not new and has not only arisen in our era. It has been discussed in Islamic narrations even before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and previous Imams spoke of the Mahdi and his prolonged occultation, facing such questions and responding to them. For example, a narration from the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, the Prophet of Islam, in response to the question of whether the Shia can benefit from the presence of the Qa'im during the occultation, said, yes, by the Lord who appointed me as a prophet, they will benefit from him during his occultation and will utilize the light of his guardianship just as they benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Again, another narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, from the day Allah created Adam until the day of resurrection, the earth has never been and will never be devoid of a divine proof, either apparent and well-known or hidden and unknown. For if there were no divine proof, Allah would not be worshipped. A companion asked, how can people benefit from a hidden and unknown Imam? The Imam replied, just as the benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life.
Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. This is today's special. This is our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. One of our roles is calling upon the Imam as an intercessor. For us to truly reach Allah and fulfill our responsibility to Him, we need to identify those whom Allah has given the power of intercession, as He commands us. Allah says, believers, have fear of Allah, find the means to reach Him, and strive hard for His cause so that you may have everlasting happiness. Without a doubt, among the best means of reaching Allah is utilizing the best of His creation, whom He has sent with divine authority or wilayah. For us, that requires us to seek Allah by the intercession of the Imam of our time. May Allah hasten His reappearance.
روحی فداک متا ترانا و نراک حلی فليس محبوبي سواك فليس محبوبي نال حسن روحي فداك.
Now that we speak about our duty, our role towards Imam, during his ghibah or occultation, it's nice to know why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? That's a question. There are many reasons behind it. The most important reason of it will be disclosed when Imam al-Mahdi will appear. However, I mention a few reasons that I know. A very easy answer would be, this is Allah's will. His will is based on His infinite wisdom. The appearance of Imam al-Mahdi solely depends on the decision of Allah. He knows best how to act. The question might be as naive as asking why some people are black and some are white, why some are beautiful, why others are not. This is Allah's decree. Another reason, a better answer, which also answers why some are beautiful and others are not, would be, it is a test. Allah could send all people to paradise directly, but He did not because He wanted to test us. The test of Allah is actually a test that proves the facts for ourselves as witness. Otherwise, Allah has the foreknowledge of everything.
The message of the Imam alayhi salam is a message of principle. It's a message of moral principles, moral values, ethical standards. The Imam represents the path of all prophets, and all prophets of God, their priority was moral standards, akhlaq. That's how we prepare for the reappearance of the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Let me examine my akhlaq today. Does my akhlaq satisfy my Creator? Does my akhlaq bring me closer to the Imam of my time? Akhlaq means humbleness. Akhlaq means I don't allow for selfishness to envelop and captivate my heart. Akhlaq means I control my anger. Akhlaq means I am generous, I am kind to my parents, to my family, to my neighbors, to those around me. Akhlaq means that I am charitable. Akhlaq means wherever I go, I spread a positive attitude. Akhlaq means I'm not jealous of others. In fact, I want goodness for them and I pray for them. This is the system of akhlaq, my dear brothers and sisters. Akhlaq means I control my habits. Many youth struggle with lifestyles that are negative or negative habits. If I want to bring myself closer to the Imam of my time, I start changing these habits. And it's possible. Even if a habit is deep-rooted in you, and it's so difficult for you to get rid of this habit, it's possible. And the key is to practice a good habit for 40 days, or to abandon a bad habit for 40 days, it becomes second nature. There's science behind this. We have beautiful narrations and hadiths behind this.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the birthday anniversary of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Wassalam.